Hey, you're getting ready, of course, making a road trip to Omaha. Congrats again. I know we talked after the meet the other night there at Ogallala. Fantastic district titles, again, for both girls and boys. Just a great day. Kids performed like no other, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you had some kids step up and run some surprising times. And, you know, they've continued to compete well in different events. And, you know, when some of our young ones, you never know what they're going to do or what that's going to look like. But, you know, there's always some of them that kind of come out and surprise you. Kind of the interesting thing with districts in Nebraska. I mean, you know, sometimes kids that you don't maybe expect to go end up there, and sometimes you got some of those kids that you're kind of banking on or think might be there and end up on the very outside or just on the edge looking in. And so that's what's always crazy. You know, coming from Colorado, you used to always have kind of the pre-qualify and qualify during the year and final 24, and things were a little different. And coming to Nebraska, man, it's a one-day, one-shot deal for your classification on that day, and hope you're feeling well and healthy and ready to go, and you see what happens. So,
of course, you had state qualifiers there the day, but you had some additional qualifiers, too, just a few, didn't you?
Yeah, it was good to see, like, a Haley Rusher, you know, get in the 100. It's, like, good to see, you know, Miranda Spady get in on the discus. Good to see, I mean, our 4x4 runs 405, you know, and is able to get in. I think they might be maybe the fastest additional one coming in maybe on time. And so, yeah, anytime you can get some of the additionals on something like that. Like I said, I mean, that B6 district, there's a lot of good athletes there. There are some good performances all the way around from Western Nebraska kids. So, you know, it's good when you can see some additional representation from out west, be able to go down and compete in Omaha and at Burke. And especially for some of the kids, too, that are going to be back next year, you know, it's good. Some of them obviously have been down there before and competed, you know, on the sea level, but this is a different game going down here in A, B. Things look a little bit different. Performances will look a little bit different, you know, than what we've seen in the past. But, you know, that was kind of the talk in the locker room last night. Like, you get locked in and really, I mean, you're competing against you. You're just trying to go beat your PR. And if you can run the time that got you there or improve a little bit, you're going to beat a lot of teams, because a lot of kids get there and don't do that. And so, be focused and do what you need to do, and let's go get it done and see what happens, see where we end up.
You've seen all the lane assignments, things like that, just released the other day. Your thoughts? I mean, no question, those relays are going to be fast, aren't they?
They are. They're going to be super fast, you know, 4x4, 4x8, you know, that's, again, the discussion there, you know, when you get to the exchanges and whether you're running out to lane 3 and 4, you know, sometimes at C where you're at top time, you might be in the lead or in lane 1 or 2, and you know, the 1600 relay 32 becomes, you know, a little more of a challenge. So communication and those things are big. We've always talked 4x1 Burke's track sets up a little different than most, and so a lot of times you gotta, you know, move in 2 or 3 lanes. You all get kind of part of the curve, part of the straight. It doesn't lay the same as a lot of our local tracks out this way, and so moving our exchanges all the way to lane 1 to practice, or almost need to be on the grass almost to get the curve of what we're going to hit down there on the inside there. And so those are little technical things you have to kind of talk about and diagnose, not getting caught and watching the Jumbotron. Everybody knows you're out there on the track. You don't need to be looking at it. You get locked into your marks and do what you need to do. And a lot of times kids lose focus on that stuff, you know, and or get intimidated looking by rails. And we told them, you know, the fun part, I mean, you know, you may get to see a part of history. I mean, if the weather's good, I mean, you got a couple kids that could look at breaking 4 in the mile. Like, there's going to be some good opportunities to see some amazing things, to kind of sit back and embrace and take that in at a high level and just appreciate, you know, what the human body can do when you put in the time and the effort to get to a high level. And obviously, there's some kids that specialize and are locked into that and are going to be fun to watch and perform at a high level.
You know, Emily Randall's one that really stood out. Not for sure the whole story, why Story Rasby did not run and from Ogallala, and that maybe you do know, and Paige Bortner did, but boy, Emily had a nice run in that 800, didn't she?
She did. I mean, she's one that, you know, sophomore and continued to improve, and just shows you on the mental side what things do. You know, she didn't run at the best of the Midwest. She kind of came in a little fresher at Dundee County Stratton and dropped a 2:19 split in the relay there on the anchor leg. I'm not, you know, really running against anybody, and all of a sudden, you know, you get a boost of confidence, and you know, she proved, and she came back and ran maybe a 2:21 in the open, and then ran a 60-second leg in the relay, and I think that just justified confidently that I can do these three events, and even though there may be not a lot of time with the open eight and the 4x4, I can still compete there. But just shows, you know, I think sometimes maybe she questioned a little on if she still had enough speed to do that, and a lot of times you see times drop about this time. You know, track season's short, man. You hit it goes fast, and there's not a lot of practice time, and you hit weather, and you get a warm day, you know, when you hit in May like that, and all of a sudden you see a performance like that, and then all of a sudden the magic, I think, you know, Coach Manning, the wrestling coach for Nebraska, said it best, you know, the belief is the magic potion, man. If you believe, you can do something. If you can give a kid an opportunity to believe, and they can buy into it, that's where magic happens, and results can change. And so you get a little bit of that belief, that little bit of that magic potion that, hey, maybe I can do this. The mental side of things right now are the biggest piece of it going into this. And so to get kids to believe in themselves, and then see what happens.
And finally, as a dad, you get a chance to watch your boy down there running a couple of races, which that's going to be a lot of fun watching Haven do his thing down there as well.
It is, you know, he came off a good cross country season, you know, finishing up there in the third or fourth, wherever he ended up there, and you know, he's put in some miles and knew, you know, going in that Class B is a different monster. You know, you run 4:33 and you're still ranked 30 something in the mile. You know, you run a 10:02 or can push the 10-minute, and know that they had 16 kids that went sub 10 last year in that, and so I think for him the opportunity to just, you know, knowing that that's going to be a battle on positioning and where he's at, but, you know, to, hey, let's go get a sub 10 in and see if we can't, you know, get a good time in there and go compete and battle in the 4x8, looking at splits for the first leg last year. There's a lot of sub 2 kids in there, and that's going to be a battle there, but just take the mental approach and what can we learn from it. But yeah, and on the dad side of things, you kind of, you know, I've always tried to separate that with all our kids, coach / dad, and you know, be a coach here at practice or to meet, but sometimes be dad at home, and for me it's sitting back and letting Coach Zuge, Coach Dryling, those guys, I mean Coach Haven, and I just get a watch and cheer on from the outside. And so always exciting for that, you know, have nephew Jace there that's gonna be in the 800. I was questioning just dudes like, man, kind of like to stay down Friday and Saturday and watch our area kids, you know, fellow coaches and their kids, and from Dundee County and Hitchcock and Wapaw and Perkins. You know, we've got a lot of good kids, Cambridge, that I think will represent the state well. So I don't know if I want to come back to school on Friday. I got to see if I need to throw a personal day in here and stay down and cheer on our rest of our Western Nebraska kids and just be a spectator. You know, just sit back and enjoy watching the state meet on Friday and Saturday. It would be fun to go do that too.
Especially SPVA, your conference is going to do really well with your team and Perkins the way they're going. And St. Pat's has got some kids. Some of those other teams got kids. That conference should bring home a lot of medals.
Oh, I mean, yeah. If you looked at that district yesterday, I mean, what a battle between North Platte, St. Pat's, and Perkins County. I mean, there's some quality kids there that duked it out. I mean, that was fun to see. I mean, man, what men's side, Perkins County 113, North Platte St. Pat's 110, and then Valentine is coming into the conference next year at 105. You know, what a battle. And then you throw, I mean, those guys could have legitimate shots to compete to win it down there in Class C. Could both earn enough points to be in the hunt down there. And so you know, Valentine 105 points, winning the C9 district on the girls' side down there. So, yeah, I mean, you root for those guys, and you know, they make each other better. They make us better. Conference meet, you know, some of the track meets we go to. I mean, they're competing at a high level, and you see that again. There goes back to that belief. You see Dundee County that says, hey, I think we got a shot to win this. Maybe both girls and boys in Perkins County, like, if things go right, we got a shot. And that just doesn't amp your top athletes. That also brings those guys that are on the edge to buy in and put in a little extra time and effort, and it just pulls your whole program along. So, you know, excited for all those schools to get down there and compete, and you know, maybe step away from the state meet with some hardware that are well deserved, because, like I said, kids have put in the time and are working hard, and now you're seeing kind of the fruits of those labor.